Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels, and how are you? Welcome to the show tonight, and it's wonderful to talk to you. Those who will listen now and those who will listen later, okay? So, I think every new year, that January is a month of new beginnings, right? And creating things to happen in your life. And I don't even like using the word resolutions. And if you'll notice the show's title, it's Angels Who Help You With Your New Intentions for 2019. And one of the messages that I got is that 2019 is a great year. A lot of changes are happening across the galaxy, okay? But in the U.S. and other countries, it's happening too, right? And city by city, neighborhood by neighborhood. Let me back it up. Your home. From your home to your city to your neighborhood to your state to your country, all around the world. And that's how it works, right? We're all connected to the galaxy. We're all connected in the whole galaxy. And if you think we're the only people here in the whole galaxy, God bless you. And maybe we are, but I think there's others, right? So we're all part of each other. And so it's 2019. And on that note, it's a lot of great changes for our planet. It's a lot of great changes for us individually, right? And, what do you want to achieve? So I'm going to make a couple of suggestions here. These are really important, right? This is so cool because some of us, we think that that we want more money, and that's great, okay, because more money helps you give you better decisions, right? Or we want to be the best physical shape we can, right? And that's good, too, because when you're in the best physical shape, then, that means, too, that your spiritual shape, your emotional shape, your mental shape is, for the most part, pretty good, right, or very good. So what do you want to achieve? One of my goals this year is to help kids with cancer, to help kids find their power. And so it's been really wonderful in the past 2 days. I'm going to use this word a little bit loosely. I get to help a young lady who's going to be 15 years old, and she's getting back into gymnastics. And a couple of years ago, she was in the Olympic hopeful. Isn't that cool? And so she decided, after going through some things in her life, she's 15, will be 15 in a couple of months, that she wants to get back into gymnastics and see what she can do as she gets prepared to go to school, college. And isn't that cool? And so those are one of her goals, because she wants to inspire others. She would tell me about some gymnasts that inspire others, and she wants to be like that. And she's a leader in her school. She's a leader in gymnastics. I mean, she's got such raw ability and talent. It's just amazing. So, that's somebody who can do some things well. And what can you do well? And you probably say, well, Tree, I don't know. Or I talk to people. I can make people feel good. I can listen well. But find one quality that you can do well and say, okay, maybe I should build some of my life about being more of that for other people, more of that for myself, right? So, talking to people, inspiring people, inspire yourself. And I think that's hard to do, really. I know myself, I get so mad sometimes and annoyed at me, and I go, wait a minute, I got to be really careful. So one of my intentions is to inspire me, right, every morning, and I write my goals down every morning and every night. And after I get off this show, because my guy's going to, after I leave the show, I've got another meeting at 9, but he has bought some things that from our storage bin, because we just recently moved, and we have to have it all out by Saturday, or we'll have to pay another sum of money. And we put a lot in storage because we were traveling for the holiday, and then so on and so on. But we got the home of our dreams, and it's really beautiful here, and I love it. Okay, so I wrote these goals down starting in September, October. We didn't even have the house yet, and so I wanted a house with a pool, a jacuzzi, and a backyard for my dogs where it was fenced in, and I have all that. And, and he has a place, too, where he can draw and paint, and I like to draw and paint, so we can do that together. And tonight it was so nice. We had a family, and I wanted somewhere I can have a family, right? And his son was here, I'm here, and he's here. And, and my daughter's coming in town, and she's going to be with us, too. So those are some of the things that I want to have: a family life. I want to have a life that I work with clients and helping people. And so you know, I helped helping kids with, you know, find their power, find their angels, setting up a page for actually an angel for you with angel messages for kids and adults, because we're all kids inside, and that's what I'm doing. And so what I'm saying to you is that what is your intention, you know, and give back. Find a way to give back, because I promise you, you're going to be happier when you do. And, you know, another intention I have is to help kids with cancer. DPIG is one that I'm really passionate about, because I've seen, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 children die of that. And usually it attacks kids below earlier than age 9 and or 9 and under, and there's a 0% survival rate, okay? So I just found out about a little girl who's 17 months old, I believe, and has been diagnosed, I believe, with DPIG. It's a rare cancer. I was like, wow, it's getting, and there's no government funding for it, just so you know. So a lot of prayers, a lot of help, and a lot of good stuff there. And so that's what we're doing. One of my intentions are for kids, helping them find their power, their angels, helping them, helping kids with cancer. And, you know, Gandhi says, if we help kids with meditation, then what happens is in one generation we'll erase violence. How cool is that? So, you know, I have a client and her intention is to build her spirituality. And I'm going to make a recommendation for all of you guys, and I'm going to give you an angel. There is an angel out there, and she's actually died. Let me give you the angel first. Her name is Nima Tona. And I'm going to make a suggestion. She helps with ceremonies and guidance and overseeing wisdom and protection. And she's also good for clearing the space in your home with negative energy or negative vibes in there. You know, because when you argue and fight with people, that's negative vibes. That's negative arguments, okay? And, you know, that's negative energy. Not all arguments are, but, you know, because you can argue with passion about things that are important to you. But crazy arguments that aren't cool, you know, that'll attract negative energy to you. So Nima Tona, she does that. She'll help bring wisdom, guidance, and help. And I'm going to make a suggestion that you create some kind of ceremony. Like mine is writing my goals down, saying a prayer. You know, myself and my sweetheart, we say three things at spiritual practice. It takes about 60 seconds, sometimes 2 minutes, three things that we're grateful for. You know, and you can say, I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for your smile. You know, the other day I laid in bed with him and I was like, let me tell you why I love you. And I went through all these things. It's dark and, you know, we're tired because we've been moving. And I fell asleep thinking, saying all the things that I loved about him, right? And, you know, so look at your sweetheart, or you don't have to, he or she doesn't have to be beside you. You can say, this is why I love this person. You know, and maybe it's not your sweetheart. Maybe it's your sister, your brother, your best friend, whatever. You know, but if you go to sleep at night thinking about your intentions and what you want to achieve, and Nima Tona, she's a guide, you may call her an angel, whatever you want to call her, is there for you to help you build wisdom, help you create a ceremony. And a ceremony is something that you do every night, every other night, or something that you set aside, a time you set aside that you can practice your spirituality, okay? And she gives you wisdom. She'll clear the, just say, hey, help me clean out all the negative energy, you and God and whoever you believe in, Buddha, Jesus, or Yeshua, that's what a lot of people call him. And she's a good one, okay? And what is a great angel that I'm going to just tell you that I love to work with and enjoy that will help you, you know, really, really develop this. So, you know, abundance in every area. There's Lakshmi. And she's actually a Hindu angel, Hindu goddess, Hindu guide, whatever you want to call her. But she's over there in the astral planes, seven layers, seven dimensions, and she's up there at the top. But she helps you with abundance, beauty, and aesthetics. Okay, so aesthetically pleasing, that's what my dad used to say. So that means your body's in shape. She helps you with happiness, you know, and lasting happiness. She helps you with your home, your supplies, your food, manifesting, and space clearing, just like Nima Tona does, for the home or for wherever.
So I like her because she's beautiful. And we all want to be beautiful on the inside and outside, right? Right, ladies and guys? So ask her to help you. Ask her to bring grace applause to your home. I'm so grateful for that tonight. I looked around at, you know, my new little family that I'm living with, and I was like, oh, man, I'm so grateful for that. We had, what do we have to eat? Oh, gosh, it was potato salad. And we also had fish, and it was so good. And my guy and I could cook together, and that's something I've always wanted to do, okay, because he's a great cook, and I'm a great muse of his. I'm learning how to cook, so it's all good. So Lakshmi, okay, Nematona, and Lakshmi will give you abundance, beauty, and aesthetics, happiness, lasting happiness, give you support for your home, and manifesting, and also clearing the space for your home, because you want to make sure your home's happy. One of the things that I do that in the morning time when I meditate and when I go to bed at night, I go, thank you for bringing angel energy here. Thank you for bringing spiritual energy here. Thank you for bringing God in here. And thank you for bringing magic in here and lots of great wisdom. And so that's what, you know, we have in here. And it's been challenging moving because it's been a long time since I lived with somebody and I just want to do it all right. So, and then, of course, you can ask God. I love God. Man, he's your buddy. You know, you can ask Buddha. You can ask Yeshua. You know, whoever you believe in, Yeshua will bring in miracles and wonderful things for you and oversee your home, oversee your life, right? And so, you know, those are a couple of them right there. I didn't want to give you too many, but not many people know about Nematona or Lakshmi. And Nematona will help bring wisdom. Okay, Lakshmi will help bring lasting happiness. Both will clear your space, right? Okay, isn't that cool? And both will clear your space and make it a happy home, a lasting happy home. Okay, or maybe a lasting happy office in your home, whatever that you have, right? And Nematona is great for overseeing ceremonies. And the ceremony can be meditating in the morning or the evening, right? Or maybe a ceremony can be writing your intentions down, right? Every day and every night, that's what I do. Your Nematona can help you give you, and Lakshmi too, can help you where you have the best possible outcome, all right? So Nematona, Lakshmi, and I'm going to give you an actual archangel, okay? How about that? Let's see. Do you guys have any favorite ones? What's your favorite one? I know, you know what I do know is everybody loves Michael. So Michael helps you, somebody leave it with Michael. Michael helps you resolve arguments within yourself. Yeah, find peace. Michael also helps you with your life purpose. Michael also helps you with your soul's life purpose. Michael also helps you lose weight. Great, great intentions within a year, okay? And he gives you strength and courage. God does, Yeshua does, you understand. Yeshua will bring you miracles. And so on that note, you've got a lot there to work with. So look me up. I have meditations that are available along with discussions on, this is cool, on your life, soul, purpose, relationships, creating the relationship of your dreams. Man or woman, or maybe it's about family. It doesn't really matter. And also about your energy and obstacles in your way. If you want to get those meditations, I've got four of them in discussions for $35, and I'll send them to you. Not cheap, inexpensive. Look me up on Facebook or Instagram, Angel Coaches, or send me a text, 954-636-9401, if you'd like to have a reading about your angels, or if you want to order those meditations or have a question. Anyway, you guys take care. Have a wonderful now, and I will see you in a few days. Take care. I'm going to do a reading about the whole world, what's going on. I'm probably going to do it on Saturday. Bye now.